Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
Shit, not old. It's me, me, me. Off we go. Justification. line, think you got away.
Yeah.
Caught up in the red line, pushing on my button, drinking caught up in the red line. But think about something, something you caught up in the red line. I done got you caught in the red line, think you got away. Caught in the red line, pushing on my button, you get caught up in the red line. Don't think about something, something get caught up in the red line. Yeah.
Let me do it again.
Let me tell you again.
Let me do it again.
Bitch. Come on.
I done got you caught.
Got you caught
in the red line. Think you got away.
You got away.
In the red line.
Pushing on my button. You get caught up in the red line. Don't think about something. Something get caught up in the red line.
I done got you caught.
Got you caught
in the red line.
Think you got away.
Caught in the red line.
Pushing on my button. You get caught up in the red line. Don't think about something. Something get caught up in the red line.
Honey, be the humanist.
Good evening, and to anyone who's dealing with a late night, this is your girl, Beatrice Harris, aka Honeybee the Humanist. Please forgive me. I moved, so you might hear some stuff in the background that I have absolutely no control over, but it's way better than where I was before. I know I haven't been consistent with my episodes, and there is a very, very good reason. So if you want to hear why I've been basically MIA, missing in action, pull up a chair, get a drink, and maybe a snack, because this is a two-part podcast update. So much happened, and it's not pretty. Explanation and the announcements for the new year, which happy belated birthday to me. I turned 35 on January 1st. When I've explained everything, you can feel free to share it. And if you have a story of your own, let me know, because for the next maybe a few months, I'm going to be reporting on random landlord-tenant issues every week. This is something that I would not wish on my worst enemy, to be honest, because it's not easy. It's not easy to deal with, and it does change our overall perspective on our society and life altogether. So, without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. The first part is basically something out of a bad movie. So, to all my listeners and the ones who have started recently listening to my episodes in 2022, before this whole nightmare began, I was pretty active. I was doing some work every morning if I could, and it seemed like we were going to be okay, me and my family, as long as the, you know, potential owner was open and honest and wasn't discriminatory on the way that they would be paid. That's what I had hoped for. It's what I prayed for. And it was something that I tried to manifest. But this isn't how it played out. The building that we were at was bought by the end of July 2022 by a person from New Jersey, okay? And at first, he seemed polite, and he met my husband, and when my husband explained everything, it seemed as though everything was solid, like he understood and everything. But in a disturbing turn of events, he refused all forms of like payment, like coming from state and federal programs. Unfortunately, I am disabled, and my husband is, and my brother is, and this is how we survive because of our disabilities. And on top of that, emailed me telling me of a sudden rent increase, and I tell you right now, we did not have time to like figure out everything because the increase was so damn much it was insane. You know, we were definitely unprepared for that. The emails increased. They were very frequent, borderline threatening and condescending in many ways. Not to mention, he had introduced himself as someone else and not his actual name, which to me was highly suspicious. But that wasn't exactly the nightmare, because it is common for landlords, property owners, to refuse government programs until they are told otherwise. But no, he didn't budge, wanted to borrow a transfer, that's it, this is the way it is, and all of that. His personality itself was insufferable. The only blessing that we were given was that 2 weeks after he had bought the building, I received an email about my application for ERAP, which was provisionally approved, which means we were protected. Thus, we didn't have to panic too quickly when it came to finding another place to live. Now, I thought that would be the end of it. But, one night, on October 10th, specifically, it was relatively quiet. We were basically chilling. All of a sudden, he pounded on our door. He was very threatening towards my husband and just being plain childish and belligerent, like absolutely disrespectful. But the way it had happened suddenly caused me to have an ischemic heart attack, basically. Not a myocardial infarction, but bad enough. And it ended up affecting me in November of that year. I had to be admitted. And I wound up getting fluid around my heart, and my heart was slightly enlarged. But that wasn't the end of it. From messing with the water and having our power shut off, messing with our mail, trying to use the city police and federal agents to attempt to break our lock and force entry, which, by the way, they had ended up successfully doing it, and we had to have it replaced. There was so much slander and harassment on a very toxic and narcissistic level. It destroyed my health and caused a lot of new health issues that I have now currently. Despite the fact that I will be out of this hell by the new year, which I am, thankfully, the damage is already done. Before we had moved out, I had to be admitted a day before my husband's birthday, and that was horrible. And it just kept going and going. But this particular year was the worst for me on so many levels. It got even worse. He resorted to harassing our care managers, which I'm not going to say any names, talked down to whoever he felt like when they didn't agree with him, and yeah, made a whole lot of noise on purpose to disturb our rest. So I didn't get much rest, and rest is very important for someone like me, especially with my medical issues. All in all, my sanity was tested and my health was in shambles because of this over-entitled bastard. And don't get me started on how many times he attended council meetings to talk very poorly about my husband. So that's the reason why there was a pause on recording new episodes. Couldn't really record anything because he would start up around the time it is for me to record or even do live streams. So I give my deepest apologies to my listeners and for anyone else that have wondered where I went. Now, part two, why I came back. It took a lot. I had to think about a lot of things. I wound up meeting a lot of interesting people, and I did get a lot of support in this this transition, this time of hell. There were times I was going to quit on everything for what this man kept doing, but I thought of the hard work that I did put into this. Officially, I've had this podcast for about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And I know a lot of people look to me for advice and a way through the dark times that continue to plague this society. But unfortunately, as I reiterate, this was one of the worst years I had to endure. There were times when my depression left me emotionally numb, and I had mood changes from crying uncontrollably to being straight up angry to having no appetite to eating whatever I thought, you know, would make me feel better, but in turn I wound up getting a stomach ache. My heart suffered, and my mind was broken from all of it. And on top of that, my city wasn't well informed of the horrifying actions done to us. When I say wasn't well informed, no matter how much we called and made it very clear that he was doing this, they would say, oh yeah, it's illegal, it's this, it's that. But we wouldn't be too sure if they were doing their job. Again, forgive me, traffic. Though we are in a new, better place, my body and mind are still heavily scarred by it all. Because like I said, this was something straight out of a movie. Maybe you guys can look into it. I kind of felt like we were in Lakeside Terrace. I think that's what the movie is. Because that's how it felt strongly. Because my husband is lighter than me. Yes, he's Hispanic, but he's lighter than me. And when I think about it, and I think about the fact that, yes, I am a black woman. And this dude was, he had cameras installed. He had a camera facing right at our front door of our old apartment. I have to say Lakeside Terrace. It paints a dark picture of Black History Month. I know I'm doing this during Black History Month. And for that, I apologize, because we're supposed to be appreciating the achievements of us as black people. But I think we need to look at the dark side of things, because the most heartbreaking part of this was the person who tortured me and my family was black and former military. And of all the landlords, property owners that me and my husband dealt with in the years that we've lived in Newburgh, this by far was the most surreal bullshit situation that it questions the integrity of unfortunately black people who get into real estate. Because unfortunately after that, as nice as, you know, any future, you know, black property owners want that, like if you want to trust them, fine. But after what me and my husband have been through, it's gonna be very difficult. It's gonna be absolutely difficult. I can say with conviction that when it comes to the history of dealing with landlords and property owners, this was an absolute nightmare. My family and I did not ask for any of this treatment. We had to adapt to dealing with the tampering and the frightening and frustrating police encounters, because let me tell you, he kept calling them like a spoiled ass brat. But every single time me and my husband would call and explain what's going on, they would say it's a civil matter. Now, if that would be the case, then why would you be coming to our apartment if it was a civil matter every single time he called? But that's for another episode. What's worse is he would do it when there wasn't much help we could call for. Like when he would turn off the power, it would be like on a late Friday, or hell, even on a Saturday or a Sunday. And we would have to, we would end up like calling the police, like, you know, he cut off the water and whatnot. And there was just so much behavior that it was just plain, everything he did was just plain illegal. And to me, we weren't properly represented, nor were the issues really addressed as they were happening, because this dude did it on a criminal level. I looked into it. It was on a criminal level, but everybody seemed to be like, oh, well, you know, if you don't like it, go find another place. And it's not easy. It was not easy. We did it, but it was not easy. The level of self-entitlement, hypocrisy, and the lack of accountability was insane. He never admitted anything. And that's what narcissistic people do. People with very strong apathy would just do what they do, shrug their shoulders, and be like, what's done is done. So this is not an easy update to post, because it has changed my views on multiple levels. As of the late summer, early fall, I am not, and I'm saying this for the record, I am not affiliated with any political parties whatsoever. I am completely out of that because, well, politics has proven themselves to be really, really fucking hypocritical. And I do not want to be a part of that, not even on my record. I will try and give you guys more, way more episodes in the new year, because like I said, I'm in a new space. It's just going to take me a little bit of time to ease myself back into what I used to do before all the bullshit happened. My body isn't the same from all that has happened, but I strongly feel I have come back stronger. And if you want to know more about what happened specifically, and I mean down to the wire, you can find me on Wisdom. We can have a talk. I'll post a link in the description, hopefully, if I remember. And I'm still very strong with my music, so look out for new and improved albums and singles. I'm still working on that. Look me up on LinkedIn and Instagram and Twitter. I'm probably going to be taking a hiatus from Facebook for a considerable amount of time because, well, let's just say that didn't play out so well either. I'll work my way back up to more episodes. And if you want to be a guest on my show, if you have any take on what I have described during this update, let me know. You know where to find me. But I can say, though I was trapped in my own darkness, I thank the angels that are a part of my life. I'm finding my way back to the light again. I will be posting more and as much as I can. I want to thank all of my listeners for listening to my episodes, for sticking with me through this very hard time and transition, and giving your support. I thank you wholeheartedly. Feel free to follow me on Spotify for my podcast so you can be notified of any new episodes that may come about. And eventually, I will be starting a elite subscription plan where if you would like, we could do one-on-one Q&A and other great things. So until next time, my fellow listeners and beautiful souls around the world, watch the clock.
But intentional sorrow is a push in the strife. People are shaking, trying to tie up loose ends. Final strike on humanity begins. There's been a plan in place, but they won't tell ya. Betrayed your trust, now hiding from ya. Tried to wreck our soul, part of their goal. To push their agenda, this part we know. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head perfect seizures being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, it's great corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of default games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. Stepped up the tactics and moving fast. Caught in the rapture, the die is cast. Will you keep quiet until it affects you? Better fight with us before they get you too. Crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head hurt from seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, destroy corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of these wild games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed. 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 Make excuses, nothing you can do. But they say that they'll fix that to integrity. Then it's the earth crust. This time's overdue for us to bend together. Or just do nothing and lose our rights forever.
crying every week, struggling to eat, no one blessed. Head hurt from seizures, being fed by stress. Continue to fight, cause I know it isn't right. This is us, our lives, destroy corruption to survive. Facing these trials pull us asunder. Time to push back before we go under. No longer the same, sick of these foul games. Increase your resolve, they are not ashamed.